Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply the produce section. The produce section. Now, whatever your favorite grocery store might be, you are all familiar with the produce section. As you know, my friends and neighbors, we've perused the aisles tirelessly looking for that perfect piece of fruit or that nicest vegetable. We were looking for the best bananas and the best grapes, the best apples and oranges, and we carefully inspected it because the produce section is where the freshest food in the entire grocery store resides. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this is a food that's unprocessed. This is the food that's been untainted, and we hope that this is the food that we take home and we can eat it just like it is. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's the most popular section in all of the grocery store. It is the produce section. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, the produce section also has a part to play in business. Why? Because we are tasked with the responsibility of producing as business leaders. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should produce fresh ideas, fresh perspectives, fresh sales, and the list goes on and on. So yes, my friends and neighbors, we are a symbol or a type of a produce section for a company. Well, we have to know the ways to maintain our effectiveness in this section. And in order for us to do so, consider the FRESH acronym. This is simply 5 key components that we can all implement in order to make sure that we're on top of our game every time. The F in our FRESH acronym simply reminds us of the importance of follow-up. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we will talk to many people. We'll hear new ideas. We'll receive numerous suggestions in the course of just 1 week alone. However, it's only those that are able to apply by following up that are going to achieve long-term success. You think about it, my friends and neighbors. There are some professions that are known for follow-up. Go to any car dealership, I don't care which one, and just act like you're interested in buying a vehicle. You'll get 53 phone calls every single day from some eager salesperson who's not allowing you to leave without communicating with him or her. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when it comes to follow-up, that's how we maintain our freshness as salespersons. And one of the ways we make sure that we follow up, or 3 actually, follow-up should always be fast, friendly, and faithful. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when it comes to follow-up, we should do it right away. How many items on your to-do list are still sitting from the day before or the week before or maybe even the month before? That's just like those speckled bananas in the produce section, my friends and neighbors. After a while, the grocery clerk has to throw those out because he cannot continue to present those to his customers. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, our follow-up should be fresh. We should never allow it to grow stale. Of course, it should be friendly, and it should also be faithful, meaning that we should do it day in and day out. That R in our FRESH acronym reminds us of the importance of referrals. Yes, my friends and neighbors, referrals are the lifeblood of business. Everyone we meet can serve as a referral source. You remember back in the day where the cable companies would tell you on the commercials that if we referred one person, they would take a percentage off of our next bill. Cell phone companies do the same thing. Even dentist offices work on referrals. Think about everyone that serves you today. I assure you that the majority of them came by way of referral. You may not have found them by happily wandering on the internet. No, no. You found them many times because somebody else told you about what they did, and it encouraged you to say, I want to use them. Your hairdresser may have come from a referral. Your dentist may have come from a referral. Your tailor, your attorney, you name it. I can assure you that in most cases, we all have been inundated and utilized the reliable referrals of those around us, which simply means that we should work hard to be a referral source for our own businesses. Tell somebody about what you do. Have you given your base something to talk about? Have you told them about the exciting exciting developments in your company, I would challenge you to send them press releases, even if they're older ones, because if they haven't read it, the press release is new to them. So yes, my friends and neighbors, we have to stay fresh by making sure that we're actively seeking referrals. That E in our Fresh acronym reminds us of the importance of producing with a valiant effort. This is just that capacity to learn, to grow, and to apply the lessons to get better and better every day. See, all of that effort is a vital part of maintaining productivity. You know, if you go to the produce section, then every now and then there's a mist that will spray on the vegetables and the fruit. That mist is designed to make sure that throughout the day, that fruit still looks fresh. Well, the effort that we give is just like that mist. That effort is simply a byproduct of our consistency, our confidence, and our commitment. If we are all three of those things, my friends and neighbors, we never mind giving a valiant effort. I was taking some golf lessons the other day, and the instructor was challenging me to continue to swing the same motion every time. He only wanted me to hit 200 balls. I said, no, today I'm going to hit 500. Why? Because I recognized that in order to make up for certain deficiencies I had in my golf game, I could overcome those deficiencies with a valiant effort. Is it anybody that you know, my friends and neighbors, who you just like because they try so hard? I mean, they've given it everything they've got. You got to give them credit because of how hard they try. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I still want to earn an A for effort. I still want to be able to be regarded as someone who consistently tries. I know you do as well. That S in our Fresh acronym is going to introduce me into a new word called sapiential. Yes, my friends and neighbors, sapiential. This is simply being wise enough to know when to walk away. This is a person who's characterized by wisdom. Yes, my friends and neighbors, those who are sagacious enough to pick the right partners are just like those people in the grocery stores who will carefully inspect the fruit. They're not going to pick up speckled bananas. They're not going to pick up bruised grapes. They're not going to pick up brown apples. No, my friends and neighbors, they're smart enough to know that when they place those tainted items in their bag, that that's not going to be good for them, that it could potentially even mess up the rest of the fruit. You've heard that old saying that one rotten apple can spoil the whole barrel. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, those who are sapiential are those who have been characterized by their wisdom, wise enough to know what type of partners to select, wise enough to know what type of people and relationships to build and expand, wise enough to know that they cannot spend 5 hours on the internet surfing various websites for recreation and still get the job done every day. Are you hanging around sapiential people, my friends and neighbors? Are you around those people who are wise enough to recognize when they should start and when they should stop? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to spend some time with those who have developed a level of sagacity. Yes, my friends and neighbors, then we grow stronger as well. Last but not least, the H in our Fresh acronym reminds us of the importance of maintaining a level of harmony. Yes, my friends, see, life has to have a harmonious balance. That's what we like about the produce section, because everything is so well organized. The bananas are with the bananas, the grapes are with the grapes. You see the colors that are so pretty, the reds and the greens and the yellows, and all those are all perfectly aligned together. Well, by the same token, my friends, as we continue to strive to do great things in business, harmony also plays a role. It's making sure that we're healthy enough and energetic enough to take on the task at hand. It's making sure that our bodies, our minds, our souls and spirits are all uniquely aligned, and that there's not one bad habit, there's not one thing that throws us off, there's not anything that messes us up. On the contrary, my friends and neighbors, when we have harmony, it just means that every aspect of our life has come into complete balance. Listen, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I can guarantee you Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.